Hi, I'm Danae Alamano, and this is Living United.
And I'm Kev Jackson. Danae, who do we have to visit us?
We have Kayla Winkler from Sanford Health with us today. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
So why is Kayla visiting us?
Well, Sanford Health, years back, and I'll let Kayla share why, asked us, this wasn't an ask from us, it was an ask from them, which was exciting for us, to expand our Backpack Buddies Weekend Food Pack program. And since their partnership, we went from serving 150 kids each year to, so this last 5 years, there's been over 1,500 kids that have received food packs from the United Way's program, thanks to Sanford Health.
And Kayla, why did Sanford Health want to do this?
You know, Sanford looks closely at our community health needs assessment and how we kind of prioritize giving back to the community. That's the core value of what we want to do, is take care of our patients, take care of our community. And something that continues to come up in our health needs assessment is food insecurity. And so looking at who are our partners that could help us tackle this, and what's already being done, and how can we enhance it. And so my first call was with Danae to say, you know, tell me about what's being done. Tell me what Backpack Buddies is, and what would you need to expand it? I think it started in maybe four schools or two, just a couple of schools, and we said, we know there's more schools in Bemidji, and we got to get all these kids fed and even grow it outside of Bemidji a little bit. And it was just a tremendous partnership and collaboration, and something we've been really proud of.
Yeah, four elementary schools to now 20 schools.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so charter schools, private schools, Black Duck, Kellyer, you know, surrounding areas. Along with, we have a food pantry at the high school, because that's a hard thing to put, to hand out food packs. This has been really a discreet piece for the elementary schools, where they put it in kids' backpacks during lunch or recess, you know, so it's discreet. Where at the high school, asking them to come down with their backpacks so they can fill it from the pantry is a better, more discreet way to do it than getting in their lockers or something else, you know?
Right.
And then also both NTC and BSU have food pantries that United Way supported and started.
Yeah. And additionally, we started a food pantry at our pediatric clinic. So patients who are being seen in a pediatric clinic will get screened for food insecurity. And if they answer yes to any of the questions, we send them home with a pack of food for their family for a couple of meals worth.
Wow.
Yeah, and we give them the food resources. You know, we share with them, is your kid signed up for Backpack Buddies? You know, have you gone to the food shelf? And so we make sure that they kind of have the resources when they leave the clinic to see what the community has to help them find food.
I think most people have a general idea of what Backpack Buddies is, but break it down more. What is the program? What happens?
Well, a lot of times people think it's a backpack, right? But it's actually a buddy for the backpack. It's a food pack. It's a weekend food pack. So the food is set up for elementary-aged kids to receive 2 days' worth of food every weekend. Over the holiday breaks, they'll receive food packs like throughout the week that they're going to go home for the holidays each day, so that they have food, you know, to sustain them through the holiday break. Anyone can be identified. I mean, free and reduced lunch has always been an easy way for us to identify kids, but teachers or parents can sign up kids that they know need the extra help. So the food is all non-perishable. It's, you know, sustainable food, but it also is easy to open items that doesn't require any cooking of any kind. So
And stuffing the buddies, the bags, is actually a really fun undertaking. You know, they have it open for people to volunteer at, and I've been able to volunteer there and bring employees from Sanford, bring my kids, and it's actually really a cool system, well-oiled machine, how the packs get stuffed and packed up and sent to the schools.
And then the pantry would look different. You know, the older kids are getting bigger items, maybe peanut butter and bread and spaghetti. A lot of them like to have noodles and sauce kind of things. So it looks different. There's hygiene products there too for those students.
So you obviously are making a donation to be able to get this food. Where do you get the food packs from?
Food Bank. So North Country Food Bank is a partner. Kayla's actually on their board.
I am, yes.
Which just is a coincidence. But the we purchase from the food bank. They have extremely low prices. You know, we couldn't get items even at cost from grocery stores at the rate we can get it from the food bank. Actually, most organizations in town purchase their food from North Country Food Bank.
Okay. So food insecurity obviously is an issue, but what are some of the real big side effects of kids and families don't have a lot of food.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think, you know, things we've learned, attendance, you know, if kids are not eating healthy or having access to food, their attendance at school is down. Ability to learn. I know I have little kids, and if they don't have their breakfast, they're grumpy, and I can't imagine them going through a school day or, you know, on a weekend without that food. And so just how they can sit and focus and get through the school day is important. So how they function on the weekends, you know, just as important. Getting mm-hmm. homework done, mm-hmm. kind of all the pieces.
The food bank, their weekend food pack program, I believe, started with, this is before my time, with mm-hmm. Bemidji. It was at J.W. Smith School to start. And they did a study on attendance and found a 100% attendance rate happening on Fridays when they'd get those food packs, which is an amazing, I mean, it was a very low attendance day. Mm-hmm. And Susie Bolter over at North Country Food Bank has told us the study actually was 100% knowing that they're getting, likely knowing that they're going to mm-hmm. get that food is why right. they're making sure they showed up.
Mm-hmm. So are we providing for every student that needs it at this point?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And it's at every, is it every school in the Bemidji area? And you noted the outer areas too.
Yeah. I mean, if like this year, I think Heartland Christian Academy doesn't have any kids signed up for it, but have in the past. You know, so it can look a little bit different depending mm-hmm. on the need each year. But yes, there isn't a school in the area that we wouldn't serve if they wanted to be served. And obviously we've done a lot of recruitment and outreach to move from 4 to 20 schools.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Well, and you knew the United Way was doing this. Mm-hmm. So you just said, let us help you.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's, you know, we do that a lot at Sanford. You know, we know our patients have needs and our community has needs, and we may not have the tools or the mechanisms. I mean, there's no way we could have created those backpack buddies, the stuffing on our own. Mm-hmm. But we know that we have partners out there we can work with. And this is just another really great example of how we collaborate with so many agencies in our community, even outside of Bemidji, you know, some of our smaller communities, you know, we have clinics in Park Rapids, Black Duck, Bagley. How do we collaborate with smaller agencies in those communities to make sure people's needs are met?
Mm-hmm. It was kind of one of those amazing moments, just because I feel like I have to share it, that Sanford, you know, they write up a quick proposal and we'll discuss it and ask you to come in. And I spent, you know, a lot of time trying to figure out how I would make this sustainable over time and all this stuff. And I think finally Lindsay Wanberg mm-hmm. at the hospital had to like directly say to me, because I wasn't understanding, like, we don't want you to come up with a way to sustain the program. We want to be the sustainable piece to your program. And I was floored. Mm-hmm. Like here, they just wanted this to not be an issue or something that I needed to worry about over mm-hmm. and over again, right? The United Way didn't have to, this is going to happen. We can work on and focus on other issues with our time and make sure that all kids are served across mm-hmm. the county, really. So.
And the other partner when we relaunched this yeah. was mm-hmm. the school district and yeah. the Angel Funds Angel Fund program. So mm-hmm. we provided funding to the school district to help offset, to make sure kids got hot lunch at school, regardless of their ability to pay, regardless mm-hmm. if they had money in their account. So we partnered with the school district as well, so that during the week kids all got a hot lunch.
Wow. Yeah, we called it the No Hungry Kid Initiative.
Yeah.
So 7 days a week, they're getting food.
So we talked a little bit about, you talked a little bit about the events where people can help stuff it. But let's do the nuts and bolts. We know where we're getting the food. We know how it's being provided. So what's the process?
So North Country Food Bank brings over the pallets that we order of food to Lukens North. And Lukens North stores it. We recruit volunteers. We've had lots of different businesses and community members volunteer, but we set up a specific day and an afternoon where we line up a bunch of tables, put all the food out, and go through the line with, you know, everything's labeled. Put two of these in, one of these, two, you know, whatever the numbers are. Tie those up, box those up, and we usually pack around 1,000, maybe 2,000 in a packing. And then the school district gets that, those boxes, and they distribute to all the schools with their normal distributions. You know, they have a warehouse where they drive supplies to all the schools every day, and ours are part of that distribution. Okay. And so the secretaries at all the schools are the ones that tell the school warehouse how many they need, and they get them.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And the stuff in the packs, like, it's a great opportunity if people are looking to volunteer, if they if it's a youth sports group, youth organization, you know, it's such a, I mean, there's very little room for error, so I'd say it's a very user-friendly opportunity for people to give back. I know bringing my own kids, they were really just, and explaining to them, you know, there are people, there are kids you go to school with who may not have food on the weekends, and this is the food they're going to get, and it's just a really cool learning experience for kids to see that as well. And so I just strongly recommend people looking to volunteer. It's a great way to do that.
Okay. And do you know how many years Backpack Buddies has been going?
I believe it was 2010.
Okay.
I know that's when we received a bigger grant to make it more sustainable. So around then.
All right.
Yeah, and we've been involved, was it 5 years?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 5 years Sanford Health's been involved.
Yep.
So the last 5 years have really been game-changing.
That's awesome.
From 2 schools to 4 schools to 20.
Yeah.
Sanford is a huge, huge help in making that happen, obviously.
You know, no matter whether it's, you know, during Stuff a Truck or what, any other time, it always stuns me how much food insecurity there is.
Mm-hmm.
Really in every community, but certainly this one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely.
Numbers are high from our poverty rate to a lot of people here live, they're working, but they're not working at a, making a livable wage.
No.
You know, anything happens and they're going to struggle. And all of those people, I can't remember the percentage exactly. I know it's in the 30s, 36% or something of our community lives in that, that spot in the community. And those are the people that all of our partner agencies in United Way are trying to serve. So.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is a huge help.
Yeah.
I don't think this is the only thing, though, Sanford does with the United Way,
oh,
right?
No, I mean, I was trying to think. Like, I don't even know if I could list everything.
I might be able to.
We love our partnership with United Way. I mean, for us, we've just learned it's such a great way to impact so many people. It's just, we love it. Yeah. It's been really great.
Mm-hmm. Think about COVID and the emergency fund Sanford gave big dollars to. But also during that time, the school supply drive went away. Just too much for what all the organizations that were putting it together had time for. And I called Kayla. And I'm like, can we make this happen? And we purchased all the stuff. Sanford employees actually put all the school supplies backpacks together. And we were still able to serve those who needed it. So that was pretty wonderful. 2 years in a row.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. And then from there to their workplace campaign, the payroll deductions that they do, Taco Fest.
Oh, yeah, Taco
Fest.
Huge
win.
So fun. Yeah, that's so fun.
Yeah, it's just the list goes on.
Yeah.
If we have a new idea or something that, like the mobile food pantry for the food shelf, Kayla was a big part of that. We have to loop in Sanford because they're going to have, whether it's dollars or people, they always have a resource that we can we can use to better our community.
And we always have, you know, some of our top leadership is involved on the United Way board, the CAT investment committee. So it's just fun that we like to just really be involved with the organizations we partner. So
definitely.
Mm-hmm. No, United Way is a pretty good organization.
It's, I mean, it's okay.
Yeah, you know. I mean, leadership's a little... No.
Back and forth.
But no, since today mentioned Taco Fest, we should put a plug.
Yeah.
What is it, August
2nd?
2nd, Taco
Wednesday?
Fest. Well, yeah, down at the waterfront. So we are just so excited. We sell out of tacos every year, and we have talked about it, and there's just no physical way we can make more. Like, I just don't think it's even possible. So when we're out, we're out. So I'd recommend going down for lunch.
So true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, she mentioned a couple different times how much fun it is putting the backpacks together.
Mm-hmm.
So how do people get involved if they want to help out with that?
Just call our office. Otherwise, you can go on volunteerbemidji.org and check out the Backpack Buddies or the United Way listing there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And just to say, too, we have the year isn't over, but 50,000 meals have gone out so far this year through Backpack Buddies.
Wow.
So every week, these kids are receiving.
And it's... gets them through the weekend.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then those holiday breaks, those longer breaks.
Right.
Yep. Yep.
Right.
We'll load them up at the end of the year here, too.
All right, Kayla, anything else you want to mention?
No, thank you. And just, you know, we are excited to be a partner of the United Way in the community.
Thank you. You've been a game changer.
All right. Kayla Winkler is the Sanford Health Community Relations person. Danae Alamano is the Executive Director of the United Way of the Bemidji Area. And I'm just kidding. She's a tremendous leader. And we are talking about Backpack Buddies. Thank you both for all you do.
Thank you.
And Danae, we will see you next time.
Sounds good.